Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Little Chicago, bringing this back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Joe Barker's our guest. JoeBarker.com is his website. Also, StarThrower.com is another place you can find all the things that Joe does, his books, his films, the work that he does, the futurist work that he does, and it's so important. Folks, think about what you know. Think about what you've seen happen before, and then imagine what that could look like in the future. That's a simplistic way of saying the way people like Joel works, but you can do it in your own business. And Joel, we'll have to get you back again another day and talk to us about how small business owners can be their own futurists. But I want to get back to this climate change thing. This segment, we're going to talk about how to make climate change, how to impact positively climate change, how to not reverse it. We're never going to reverse it. I think that's a presumptuous word to use, Joel, to reverse climate change, but to impact it in a way that we have a little more awareness and control over it. Here's my question. My concern is, as I said earlier, is that we make it a religion. When we make it a religion, we lose control. Number two, how do we fix things? How do we deal with this so that it doesn't asymmetrically hurt America? And here's my statistic. China's carbon footprint is bigger than the U.S.'s as of right now, yep. And their economy is only one-third as big as ours. So America, in my opinion, American businesses should be getting kudos for raising GDP without exponentially raising their carbon footprint, and that's not happening. Talk to us about that.
Right. First of all, let's take a look at China, because James Fallows wrote a very important article in Atlantic Monthly about 2 months ago about dirty coal and clean power. And he went to China to explore, because they're they look at their future, they have to burn coal.
Right.
They are the world's leaders in clean coal technology. And what Fallows says, and he says this is very important, the U.S. has one experiment going on how to use coal in a clean way, one experiment, basically. He said China's got 30. So China is, in fact, running much faster than we are to develop the technology that sequesters the CO2 or captures it in some way.
But somebody told me they have hundreds, if not thousands, of coal mine fires over there.
Well, let me...
That may never be able to be put out.
Here's the point I'm trying to make. When we look at China, it's not a static situation. They are working very hard to do, to fix these things. There's no question. I've heard that story too about the fires. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to figure out some way to put that out. By the way, we have some in the U.S. too. There are a couple of them going on, I think in Illinois, one's been going on for like 25 or 30 mm-hmm. years. So we have that too. We also have a tremendous number of cars compared to China. So when we play the CO2, who's doing what?
Right.
We're still putting a lot of stuff in the air because of mm-hmm. of our lifestyle. So just a couple of things to think about. Number one, China's working very hard to clean it up. And Fallows says there's a pathway that they're following that says they will make a very big difference in the CO2 coal question.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we had this on our list. There's a company called Calera out in California that has developed a process that takes the CO2 from smokestacks of power plants and using a patented process that they have, produces cement out of that.
Is that ash? Is that the ash that comes from there?
No, it's taking the
just,
CO2.
Just the CO2, no ash
it's
at all.
Carbon sequestration. Now, they
wow.
take other stuff, too.
Yeah.
But the point is, for every 1,000 tons of cement that they make this process, they sequester 550,000. Excuse me, for every million tons, they sequester... I got to get the ratio right. If it's 1,000 tons of cement, it's 550 tons of CO2
wow.
is captured.
Wow.
So think
But the bottom line is it's waste that currently is being
exactly.
thrown away. We can turn into a product.
And you're talking about asymmetrical.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
asymmetrical positive.
Mm-hmm.
Think of all
see,
the power
these are
plants
the kinds of
on
things,
the coast.
These are the kinds of things the government should be encouraging and helping people to promote these things rather than beating up on companies that are already in business.
DOE gave them a big grant.
Yeah.
So we are, that's happening. But the point of this is the cement is the material of the 21st century.
Right.
And this is one of these cases where you could say, God, I hope we have enough CO2.
Right. We need to have more radio hot air. Is that what you're saying, Joe? Hey, Joe.
Almost. Yep.
I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here.
I know. It's been
great,
fun.
Great job today. I enjoyed our visit. We always get smarter, folks. Whenever you're around Joel Barker, I promise you, you'll always get smarter. Joel, thanks for being here. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.